Welcome to the Financial Analysts Journal Author Interview Series. I am Pat Light, an assistant editor here at CFA Institute, and I'm here today with Ignacio Ruiz to discuss his recent FAJ article, Optimal Right and Wrong Way Risk from a Practitioner Standpoint, which was published in the March-April 2015 issue and co-authored with Pierre Del Boca and Ricardo Pachon. Ignacio, thanks for talking with us today.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
As you know, in this interview series, we invite our authors to discuss their articles with us, so let's get started with this first question. What was the practical issue or issues that motivated your research?
Well, basically, the question that we try to tackle with this is how we can model correctly wrong-way risk, right and wrong-way risk. And I say correctly because when we started working on this area, we could find a number of models out there, but each of them would give different results, and the modeling techniques were quite different in fundamentally quite different. So the question was, which is the best of these approaches? And then by trying to answer this question, we actually came out with a new approach to this that we found it was optimal because it was solving the most important problem that right and wrong risk models have, which is calibration. That is, there are a number of models out there that, you know, from an intellectual point of view kind of thing, they model this risk correctly, but then they are completely impossible to calibrate. So we, being practitioners, thought, well, this model can be very interesting, but really it's useless. It's completely useless to us because we cannot calibrate it. So how can we build a model that we can calibrate and from which we can get sensible results that actually describe well the economics of the portfolio of derivatives that we are trying to model? And that's how we came up with this solution.
What was your approach to finding out a way to do that calibration, to make that model?
Well, our approach was quite different to the approach taken by any other kind of modeling framework, because other approaches, the thinking process usually with all the other approaches was along the lines of, okay, these are the features that I want to model, let me construct a mathematical theory to describe them, and then we'll see what we do with it. Of course, all of those approaches led to a point in which they could not calibrate them. Our approach was completely different. Our approach was, what is the information outside in the market that we can actually see and from which we have actual measured information that we can use because it gives us information of the right or wrong way risk that we are trying to model? Once we find out, then the next point is how we can use this information to actually build this model, and then we build the model. So the real approach, the path that took us to the modeling, to the actual final model, the final result, was completely different. In one of them is more like a mathematical approach, the other one is, and our approach was the approach of a practitioner. That's why hence the title of the paper. And by that meaning that we went to the historical market data of a number of assets and prices that we thought were relevant. We analyzed it and we kind of extracted the information that we needed out of them, and with that we implemented a model that was describing correctly the future behavior, or correctly or as well as we could, the future behavior of the trades and of the prices that we wanted to model.
How do you expect this new model or this new ability to calibrate to influence practice in the field?
Well, I would expect that, well, I hope that it is somehow going to, well, it is actually, I actually know that it is changing the way right and wrong way risk model is viewed, because I know of a number of institutions that are using this model to this approach that we propose in this paper to model right and wrong way risk to start with. So in that sense, you know, it's quite a pleasure for us to have contributed with this paper to kind of the knowledge of as to how to model this risk. And also something quite relevant of this paper that I hope and expect to have an impact in the industry is that usually all papers, most if not all papers on this subject focus in wrong way risk. However, we demonstrate in the in this paper that right way risk, which is the other side of the coin, is as important as wrong way risk. Therefore, and that, and with this, we hope that the trading patterns and risk management patterns change. This is important because, basically, to summarize things quickly, wrong way risk focuses in the negative side of this risk, whereas right way risk focuses in the positive side. That is, it focuses in the events that work in our favor, right? So, if you want to create the right trading incentives in an organization, if you focus only in wrong way risk, then yes, you are avoiding the trades that create negative risks. But if you forget about right way risk, you are not incentivizing trades that actually diminish risk, which is something that you want to do. So the fact that we focus not only in wrong but also in right way risk, I would hope and expect that will change trading and risk management patterns, because we show with very clear and tangible examples that right way risk is as important as wrong way risk.
And is there anything else you'd like to add before we let you go here?
Well, frankly, not really. I think we've covered the basics of the paper. And obviously, if anyone has anything to comment on the paper, I'm more than happy to be contacted on email. And I hope that this methodology is used by financial institutions, because as far as I'm aware, it's the only methodology out there on right or wrong risk that can be actually calibrated to market measured parameters. So I'm just very glad to have contributed with this paper to the public knowledge.
Well, great. We really appreciate you taking the time to share your research and your ideas with us. We encourage all of you to read this article and articles from other CFA Institute publications on our website, cfapubs.org. You can also follow us on Twitter at @CFApubs. Thanks for listening, and Ignacio, thanks for your time.
Copyright 2015 CFA Institute. This program is designed to give accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is distributed with the understanding that CFA Institute is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, tax, investment, or other expert advice. If legal advice or other expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional should be sought.